Welcome to Caribbean Millennials. Welcome to episode 16.
Yeah, man, episode 16.
Oh my god, guys, it's our sweet 16.
Barf.
Damn.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Hey, my sweet 16 was lit. Shout out to anyone who's listening who was at my sweet 16. Yeah, you know who you are.
I don't see pictures of that shit ever again.
Y'all, can y'all imagine what my ditty thitty is going to be like?
You sleeping by like 8 o'clock.
Shut up. Oh my god.
Right, yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah, not like 8:45.
Like 10:45, asleep.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So in a
fancy dress and heels, man. Because yeah. She wanted to go out there. Just couldn't stay awake.
Okay, for my 30th birthday, we'll do a day party. So, you know, I'll be at max energy.
But you have a job.
I'll still. Well, I just need to look at when my birthday falls in the however many years it is, okay? Hey, we do have y'all's 30th birthdays to plan next year.
Nah, I celebrated my 30th birthday by myself.
Okay.
Adani, well, we have yours to plan.
By myself, with Adani.
Okay.
Wow!
I'm going balls to the wall.
I know what to like, I kind of want to almost die. Like, I want like a
Let's go experience. To Vegas for all of y'all's 30th.
I want to recreate Vernon's bachelor party, but safer.
Minus picking me safer, up, minus safer. Dropping me off multiple times.
Safer and less repetitive, but the same energy. I want to keep the same energy. I see that a lot on the timeline now. Wow. I'll keep the same energy. Yeah. So that energy we had that Thursday night.
Minus leaving the church in uproar.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And having a bill to repair somebody's vehicle. Anyway.
Oh my god.
What are we talking about tonight, guys? What are we talking about tonight?
I remember that because I was in the car. I was like, yo, I think you hit someone. He was like, nah, man.
So I'm just literally sipping tea because I'm hearing this first just as y'all are hearing this first. Because I was drunk.
That was wild. Anyway,
I think we talk about that night enough for the next 10 years.
Yeah,
the next
time we can talk about that again.
Yeah, your 10-year anniversary. Yeah. Okay, what are you talking about
all
tonight?
Right.
Yeah.
So today. This episode, we're talking about how we speak, right? So, Vernon, I feel like every time I come in with the episode introduction, you're ready with some...
I ready with something. Hell
yeah, because I heard that deep breath.
Maybe it is I just don't like the way, you know, you introduce
okay, me. Okay, Vernon, introduce
no,
that
no, no,
topic.
No,
no, no.
Introduce that topic. I don't try to take your light, you know. I don't try to steal
Baby,
your
you
shine.
I never steal my shine.
Not, but I'm trying to, you know, make sure people understand exactly what you're talking about. So say we're talking about the way you speak.
Yes.
But... what she really means is...
wow, okay.
You ever see...
come through, husband.
You ever see you talking to your parents on the phone, right?
Yes.
And, yeah, that's how I know, and using your slang
you
and
just
whatnot.
Call your Madagasa?
My father.
Oh!
Ah, exactly. This is what we're going to talk about in this episode,
that's,
okay?
Yeah, no. But my father, yeah, Gasa daddy, shit that I'm doing... Whatever. And then you immediately get off the phone and you talk to like your white coworkers. Yeah, so what are we having for lunch, guys? You know, hey, did you get that email I sent you? You know, you switch up how you speak based on who you're talking to. So that's what we're talking about.
Or where you are.
You know,
that kind of
thing.
Who the person is.
All right.
Who
so,
you with.
Okay, so here that.
Where you from.
So let me see. So what really changes? Well,
but even I was even saying something like your name too, right? Because
change your name? Well, that's just changing your identity
people,
on the whole.
Well,
I don't feel
yes.
that's too
no,
I get what
yeah,
you're
I
saying.
Agree.
I get what you're saying, but to me that's just changing your identity. And in my mind, my name is my name. My mother named me what you name me.
And
that, you
and
call
some,
me that goddamn name.
And that's how some of us feel about it. So, for instance, I think...
well, when you have an easy name like Vernon,
you would think my name is easy. You would think. drunk. Bruh, I don't get how a name so simple is so complex.
So, all right, let's start this way. One of the first things, now I'm feeling as if I should change how I'm talking because we're talking about how you're talking. But anyway, one of the... one of the first things that changes how you speak is where you are. So if you move to another country, or for some people who change their accent when they're just visiting another country,
I call you like a Yanker. Like, let's say...
So that's one thing, like, Yanking.
My thing is like, let's say you go to New York for 2 weeks... They have no reason to come back home.
Vernon, say it right. You go New York. New York.
I'm not doing that. Right? You
can Danny and I will give the right? examples.
You go New York or according to the pool, you go foreign for 2 weeks. There's no reason for you to come back.
Yeah, man. I'm going to the Bronx.
There's no reason for you to come back with an accent. You know? So...
Hey bro.
I just came down. You know, no.
Hey bro.
Yeah, man.
I was in New York for a week, bro. Hey, I love the Big Apple, bro. It's amazing. Have you ever had New York pizza, bro? It's life, bro. Or if you go L'Amérique, bro.
Bro.
You in England 2 weeks. Come down, bro. Wait, where's L'Amérique?
America, you mean L'Angleterre?
Yeah, L'Amérique is America.
No, bro.
Bro.
There's no reason. There's no reason for you to come back from those places with an accent.
Oh my God, but you're...
Let me tell you.
If you've been there for like less than a year, there's no reason.
No. I give them less than 6 months.
Oh.
And the reason why I say that, there's some people they pick up. It happens to them, especially
it
like
also
if you,
depends
especially
on how immersed you are.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. Because if you're in those areas
and it's just you,
and you have no contact with people from your homeland who speak your dialect and have your accent,
mm-hmm.
it is very easy for you to quickly lose it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to bash you if you know less than a year, you pick it up. But if you're telling me less than 6 months and you come back and you have an accent already, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have a problem. Because and let me give you my reason why.
People I know of is like 2 weeks, a month, they go there during summer vacation.
And they come back and they have the accent.
And yeah, they come back with a little PlayStation or Nintendo and they were like with their British cousin or their New York cousin or their cousin from Miami. And suddenly...
And they also tell you how to get around New York.
Yeah,
you know, you take this train and you get your metro card there.
They can't even take bus in St. Lucia again. They can't even take bus in St. Lucia again because, you know, when they were in England,
the
bus was so much better in it.
I used the tube. I used the tube when I was in England. Tube.
No, but even with that, the funny thing is, while they were probably there with their cousins and stuff in wherever they were, their cousins were probably giving them jokes about their accent.
Don't come back with the accent if while you were over there, all you was doing is eating chicken and fries because you didn't want to try nothing new.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah.
Don't try and say
you adopt the full culture if you didn't even want to fully immerse yourself in it.
You go France, you go England, and you still buy the zinger at KFC.
The zinger at KFC. Check it, right?
You in New York City, and you still looking for chicken and fries.
Some barbecue pork. You're looking at your cousin. Hey, cousin, boy, I really miss chicken van, you know. No, my G, don't come back.
Or even worse, I really want some green fish.
You at an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet and you ask the Chinese man in the back, you have garlic sauce there? Because I noticed you have some pork.
Yeah.
I was thinking you have garlic sauce.
Like, I knocking.
No, but Adani, you said it. You said
green fish.
No, he said garlic sauce, but it would be garlic sauce. You have any garlic sauce?
If I guess for them to understand you, yeah. But not even sometimes, not even when you are going as far as like another country, right? Like I know people, they will leave the south of the island and go to the north. And the accent changes totally because you know you can get picked on. You're from the country and you speak in a certain way, you know. Yeah, I've had people tell me, because I went to school with other Lucians who are from the north, and people tell me, your accent is so much nicer than this guy who was not from the north. And I was like, what? You serious? Like, I thought we all had the same beautiful accent, only to learn that their accent is nicer than mine, because I'm from Denry and you're from the Mon.
First of all, I want to make it known, I never noticed that he had an accent.
What causes people to change their accent, right? Okay, you go to another country, but even in
part of that... You change your accent so people understand you.
So people understand you, so people stop making fun of you.
Yes.
Right.
Because I'm not saying I've never done it. I have done it. When I was in university, especially in undergrad, I did it. Because it started to get very frustrating when I would speak in class and I'd have to repeat myself multiple times. That now for me, it was the frustration. I'm not ashamed of my accent. I tell you that right now. Because when I wanted to say what I had to say about people, I'll quickly revert back to my Lucian accent.
Because
I knew they wouldn't understand me.
When you have to pay them
their business and tell you, oi, fuck you doing? Is how long I waited for you to give me that part of the assignment in your mother court. That's why the podcast is rated, explicit on iTunes, so I can kiss. Just putting that out there.
Yeah. Damn, it's not E for everyone.
No, it's not E for everyone.
But even when you were in school, you were the only Lucian or Caribbean. Like you didn't have like a squad of Caribbean people.
You almost said Caribbeans there. Almost did.
No, I didn't.
And then she was about to say, "I was like, if she's sick,
I would have never."
We should start like a jar every time somebody says something like that, they have to put a dollar in.
Hell yes. Because we are not Caribbeans.
Ew, stop saying it. I have a memory where when I met my friend from the south of the island for the first time.
You don't put the girl on blast like that day.
No, but I'm wondering if I was wrong.
All right, go ahead.
Was I wrong?
Let's say.
Yeah, you probably were.
Wow. Let me know.
Nah. Say, give us the story. No names.
You know what they say.
But I have to use the name.
No names. You have to use the name. Because the way they say the name, the person, I'm sorry.
We love you.
Yeah, you know who you are.
Everyone else is going to know who she is.
Yeah.
So there was a girl who was from the south of the island and she had just moved to our school, right?
A lovely individual.
Lovely person, right? And she was in my class and, you know, I saw some of the girls who were talking to her, but, you know, I wasn't really playing her no mind. And then I saw she just...
savage like that.
She just kept on standing up by the door, just looking out into nowhere.
She's ready to make her in for it.
So I went and talked to her and, you know, find out, hey, why are you just standing up by the door, you know, and I talked to her. I was like, okay, what's your name? And she said, I love you. She said, Annalisa. And I was like, what? What's your name? Annalisa. And I was like, you mean, I didn't laugh at her. I don't think I laughed at her. But I was like,
I hope you didn't laugh. If you laughed, you laughed messed up.
But I was like,
horrible human being.
And I was like, you mean Annalisa, right? And I feel like I kept on correcting her on the pronunciation of her name.
Like, I'm saying Annalisa. Like, what is your problem? Like,
right. And I think that's the thing about accents, right? What you think. You used to saying things how you used to saying things based on how you were socialized and stuff right? Like how your parents pronounce things, how everybody around you pronounces things. But then going from just one part of the island, living and going to school in one part of the island to going to a whole new place, even the nuances in that, right? And it was something as, you know, quote-unquote simple but essential as her name. Right, even like for my brother, My brother came up here to school in Florida probably when he was 17 or something like that. And his name is Satish. We've all called him Satish, Satish, Satish. But Americans couldn't pronounce his name. And that's the thing. I feel like Americans don't try to pronounce your name.
My theory on this Americans and pronouncing people's names is not even a matter of not trying. I think it's a respect thing. When they respect you, then they will make an attempt to, like, say your name and whatnot, but as far as they can say, you're a foreigner, you're not from my country, I don't really care about you, so I'll say your name however I please, and they have nothing you can do about it, you just enjoy the privilege of being in there, and the fact that I'm even recognizing you and attempting to say your name.
I don't know that they actually thinking all of that while it's going on, but the fact is it happens, right?
Yes.
So my brother's name is Satish, right? Satish, 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 that's how I've known him to be called. Imagine my surprise when I find out people are calling him Satish. Right?
I had to laugh because that's like just so funny.
Right? Satish. And it's not a U, it's a A. Sat. I sat down. Satish, right?
Yeah, but it has this elegance about it. Like,
no, Satish. They have no elegance. Like,
it sounded like it sounded like 30. Okay, that's what it sounded like. 30.
No, to you, but to them it sounded like like a certain kind of leather you put in a Mercedes Benz. Satish. Like it holds the curve of your bosom, like you know.
Wow.
Satish.
Elegant. Shout out to your listening. Brother,
my thing is,
feel more comfortable than you ever have.
He has at times changed the pronunciation of his name for people, and I would never compromise.
Right now, that's my name. I will change anything else, but that's my name. That's what my mother named me. That's how my mother pronounced it. That's how she intended for it to be. That's how we saying it.
And probably for him, he's not bothered by it or whatever. But to me,
and
you know what they also do? They also ask you, is there a nickname or something they call you?
Let me tell you that. It's a big deal for me, and I will give you a piece of, you know, a piece of wisdom. I realized, I learned, I heard somewhere, and it resonated with me. All a man has in life is his name.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
So
why you want me to change my name?
Sound like a movie quote.
I love you.
I know you heard the question she just asked me. We go address that on another podcast.
The thing is, right, you'll have easier names. When you have a difficult name, like, it honestly just gets tiring.
Hela.
Like, I know what my mother named me.
Adani.
I know what my grandmother named me. I know what my grandfather called me. Like, you know.
Okay.
If Jenny, Becky, Suzanne from down the road need to think that my name is Danny, then okay, so be it.
Here's my thing, Adani. Adani.
Because I cannot correct these women every day. No. Like, it's just tiring.
Adani. Here's my thing. If I meet you for the first time and you ask me my name and I say the name to you, you shouldn't have any problem repronouncing it and saying it back. Now, I understand if, for example, for you, they see your name on a piece of paper for the first time and they pronounce it. I understand the mistake. It's understandable. It's human nature for you to try and pronounce the word the way it's spelled. You look at it, you see A-D-A-N-E, you will try and say Adin. I understand that. And then I will say, no, it's not a Dane, it's a Danny. Okay? So, Danny, and add a in front of it. A Danny. Okay?
Easy as that. This is getting wrong. Well, I know something about it.
Well, let me tell you that. You see, at that point,
my rule is, right, if I'm going to meet you more than once,
yeah,
I will teach you my full name.
I agree with you on that one.
If I just talking to you on the phone to order pizza, I will just use Danny.
Well, I mean, like, you can do like Anushka and have her food name Anna.
Well, I changed. I realized my middle name is not bad, so I
started. Oh, you started using your middle name. Okay, yeah, cool.
My food name.
Yeah, she used to go places and order food and give her name as Anna.
But now I can't order food as Mayo sister. Now.
As Maya.
What the hell, you
say? Oh my God.
Take him away! Take him away!
It gets bad for me when people see my full name. Because after Danny, they're like, what is that?
Edmund?
Kajitan.
Well, hold on. Why are you writing your middle name down somewhere for people to pronounce?
Sometimes you have to get in the people's country.
But when anyway.
I get what you're saying. I understand how that can be an issue. But outside of that, like, from the time you get past a Danny, like, it shouldn't be an issue. Edmund. End of story. It's not that hard. Now, my last name on the other hand.
Oh my God.
Bruh.
Polyjuice.
Polyus.
You know what I don't understand? People can get Harry Potter spell names correctly.
Yes.
Just from the reading writing a in a book.
Before you saw the movie, you could pronounce every name in the book properly.
It's Wingardium Leviosa. Like, they're getting it right the first time. When it come time to say your name, boy. Awa. Buche.
Drama in the story.
All right. So we spoke about the Yankers. We spoke about pronouncing your name and compromising on the pronunciation of,
yeah, say, don't compromise of your, on the of pronunciation. Your name. Your name is your name. Your middle name is that.
We spoke a little bit about changing your accent. So when do you all change your
accent? Your accent?
Yeah, well, like when you at work in the
I cannot change my accent. My accent is my accent.
I so have.
You change your accent. You totally change your accent.
What wouldn't say
that? Yeah, right? I know, right? And I mean, you totally
don't lie for the podcast. Don't lie for the podcast.
Called okay? out. Called out.
Yeah. Bro, our, I change my accent. But see, let me tell you a story about Vernon.
Hey, boy.
A friend and I were playing video games. So we invite Vernon on.
That's what I was in the dorm?
When Vernon started talking and there were other people from this video game community in there who were white on his area. And Vernon started talking, you were like, my partner messaged me, that's the same Vernon that we grew up with in San Jose.
You have to, because let me tell you that I made a mistake once when we were playing video games and it was me and you, Danny, and I spoke in my Lucian accent, and like everybody was like, "What the fuck are you saying? Like, are you speaking another language?" I'm like, "No, it's English. Y'all just don't understand what we're saying, but we're speaking English."
So
I get that a lot in online games.
Yeah, it really is a big thing. I think honestly, now that y'all say it, I think that's the place I encountered it the most. You know?
Yeah, that's the only time I really hear you like switch a lot. I have a slider. I have a slider. So they have at home, they have school, they have work, and they have immigration.
Yeah, you have that immigration slider. The immigration slider is the extreme. That's like home is one extreme. Immigration slider is the other extreme.
Immigration slider is the other extreme. Or visa office. That's the other extreme.
Visa application.
Visa, where are you coming from? Well, sir, I just ventured down to San Lucia to have a spot of a vacation. And it was lovely. As soon as you leave, guys, immigration didn't even touch me, guys. Bad man, I am.
That's all shit that has to be there today, boy.
Yeah. Stamp that. you have to go into work. And then you make the mistake of like talking to your co-worker. Yeah, man, I could finish that just now. Huh? What did you say? It will be done shortly.
Well, here's the thing. That's the thing. When I worked, I got comfortable with my co-workers.
Some of them.
And I started to try and teach them the Lucian like accent and slang, so I could be able to like talk however I wanted, because like I thought that was fun. I mean, it didn't work out too well. It was super hard. I gave up after a while, but it was a good adventure for a bit.
Think even for me personally, even just being here for this amount of time, I had my Lucian accent. I came up here.
You have your Lucian accent,
right? But I picked up an American, you know, accent that was probably a more strong, you know, American accent. Yeah. And I just came, and even, you know, from being, you know, in the same place as you, and just kind of finding your comfort level with what people will understand in your accent and not. I feel like I'm in that, like, in between of like an American accent and like my Lucian accent. If that makes sense.
You in like right now you are to in between.
Right now I talk to y'all how I will talk, but how I would talk at work, is not this, but it's not an American accent. So I've been able to maintain. I got to a point where I was able to maintain.
No, I know what you're saying.
Some parts of my Lucian or Caribbean accentisms that somebody talking to me now can still pick up that I'm from somewhere else, but I've been here.
Oh no, somebody can always pick up I'm from somewhere else. End of story. There's no way about it.
And you know, that's the thing, you know, do some people change their accent so that people don't know that they're different? Because I feel like when somebody picks up your accent, then there's this whole explanation and story you have to give. And you know, sometimes you don't want to have to do that. You don't want to have to do that every time you open your mouth and meet somebody new.
Jamaica is not the Caribbean. Alright?
That is very true. That is
Don't ask me where in the Caribbean if you don't know a map. I'm tired of people asking me that question. Oh, St. Lucia, where exactly in the Caribbean is that? You don't know a map. Don't ask me, because I can tell you how many other... Okay, so you know they ask you where it is. So you ask them, what islands do you know? And they call islands that are nowhere near St. Lucia. Mm-hmm. At all. So you ask them...
When you ask them what islands you know, yeah. After Jamaica and Haiti.
Bruh.
Like, they don't even know Puerto Rico. Like, they don't even know... Killer.
You ask them...
Dominican Republic, Haiti, Jamaica.
You know Barbados, you know Trinidad, you know Martinique. Lost. Confusion.
No, but even,
what are you talking about?
Remember when I went to Toronto?
There are other islands outside of Jamaica? What?
When I went to Toronto a few weeks ago, it was quite refreshing because we were just talking and then it wasn't like the first thing, you know, that we, in parts of the conversation, they were like, I hear something, where are you from originally or whatever? And you said St. Lucia, they knew. You know, and I didn't have to explain nothing. And, you know, for some people, it's like, oh, yeah, my dad is Trini, or, you know, something like that. It was a relief, almost, right? Versus having to go through your whole narrative.
It's weird sometimes, right? Because, like, I will meet people who are from the Caribbean, and they will not know where your accent is from. Like,
No, but I mean...
No, but hera.
Hera. They will not even know where your country is from, much as your accent.
Hera. But at that point, here's my question. Is it that they were so busy trying to change their own accent that they're not even noticing yours?
No, but I think no, because I think it's a whole bigger conversation that a lot of people in the Caribbean don't know the intricacies about the other cultures. In the other cultures of the other islands in the Caribbean. Right? So not everybody knows a Dominican or St. Kitts, Antiguan accent, right?
Well, it's true. I mean, if you don't interact with people from those countries, you wouldn't know those accents.
It's funny, right? Because sometimes I will hear people from a different dialect or accent talk, but they speak in their dialect, so they don't think anybody else can understand them. Mm-hmm. But because you have been around people with that dialect,
you understand.
But you understand them. So like an example would be like two Haitians talking on a bus.
Yes.
Right? And then like you just think, like I just think it's funny to like just interject some Creole in there.
Yeah.
And then the first thing is, you Haitian? No, I'm like,
not Haitian. No, not Haitian.
Like they say something and you just say, really?
Yeah, there was one time two Asians were on a bus talking about something to do with school, and I said something like Sapafwe, and they were like, "Woo!" They were shook.
The world was never the same.
They were like, "I didn't know you were from Haiti," and I was like, "I'm not. I'm from St. Lucia. We also speak Creole."
Okay, like, so Hera, I have a question for you. How do y'all feel like we from St. Lucia? Okay. How would y'all feel if y'all met another Lucian, like your newer person? Let's say y'all went to school with them and they were back in St. Lucia. Y'all met the person and the person kept the American accent on while they were talking to you.
I was still talking like a Lucian.
I would feel betrayed.
Yes.
I would feel I would feel betrayed.
No,
because at that point I say, bro, that's me. It's me and you. We brothers. Like
I would. I would flash in your eye and see if your nose bleed, like it gets out.
Like it gets out. Like, I think
for some people, If they spoke to you the whole time like that, that's something. If they just took a while to transition, no.
I understand. Sometimes you take a while to transition. Like, you know, let's say you had that interaction with other Saint Lucians for a while, or other, you have that interaction with other Trinidadians for a while, and you're in that white corporate America, so you have to be in that. And then you meet a Trini at a bar one night randomly. I understand it'll take a while for you, for you to break out of the American and go back. But yeah, if you see the person that American accent the whole time, that's a problem there.
Yeah, I have questions.
Is she not your country?
No.
Is that what's happening here?
I had an experience like that, but the person just took a very long time to kind of switch and get
into the groove. It takes a while.
Especially because they were not around a lot of Caribbean people. I guess maybe just when they're talking to their parents or something on the phone, that's the extent.
And I think, I guess, like, if it's an instance like it's me where you switch the accent so you don't have to repeat yourself because of the frustration. Sometimes, you yourself, you have that fear, like, maybe if I switch back, that person might not understand me. So maybe I should just keep this accent and we'll be good. Like, I don't know. I was just curious.
And I feel like when I talk to other Lucians and talk to other Caribbean people in general, I'm just, like, on a mission for the hardest accent.
And
I remember when I used to start coming back.
I don't want to cut you off, but let me show you something. Y'all know, I bet y'all never realize that. The way y'all even text changes too.
Yeah.
True.
Because I watch the way I talk to y'all on WhatsApp and the words I use and the way... And then I watch how I talk to, like, my American friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely, like, I'm speaking proper English in the text.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
A perfect example of that is, like, WhatsApp group versus when you have to send that email at work.
As for the previous email, Brian.
Like I said.
Damn, yeah, what did Brian do?
If I have to tell you, that's a previously
discussed.
As per my previous few emails, if you were listening.
Meanwhile, on WhatsApp, guys, you see, I just sent you that a couple of messages ago. You asking me that same thing again. What?
Oi, you're not reading the chat?
Yeah.
What happened to you, guys?
Right?
Why are you so...
think about it. You message your American friend, hey, what's up? You message your Lucian friend, oi.
All kind of thing. Oi, yo, yow.
Yo, yow.
My dog. Boss man. Bossla.
My G.
Dog. They have so many options. When you message your American friends, hey, bro.
Well, that's
hi.
True. Although, hello. I do have that one American friend. I just message all those other things we just said. There. Yeah. But that's a
and
different
and I think he knows all the variations of dog.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah. Like, like if I message dog, like, you know, I come in and say something like real hot. As opposed to if I just message my dog, you know, it's just like, yo, what are you saying? Kind of thing. Like, you understand. We have our own little code.
But that's the thing, you have to get to that comfort level with people too.
Yeah, that's what I told you. So, like, those people, like, I got comfortable with them. Like, I got comfortable with Kevin. So I would try to, like, teach him, you know.
And that's the thing, like, when you meet people right away and, like, they start making fun of how you say things or whatever, that instantly wipes away your comfort level. Yeah, it turns you off.
So, like, in my case, like, it wasn't like that because, like, he was interested. So, like, and then he'd ask me, like, what y'all listen to in the Caribbean? Like, you can put me on some of your music. So now I give him some Vibes Cartel to listen to, you know. He come back and tell me, I didn't understand a thing he said, but it sounded like it was amazing. You know, I'm like, you good. That's what I like to hear. You know, that give him some Marshall to listen to. He's like, yo, that's so hype. Like, I felt like I just wanted to exercise while I was listening to it. I'm like, yeah, that's generally the feeling you have when you know. But you see, I guess it's in that case.
But some people make more of an effort than others.
Yes, that's the thing. Some people make more of an effort. They're more open and willing, you know, to try and learn and listen and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think it's like when you're older, it's not that bad. But when you're younger and you like have to make that change, Like, I think it dramatically affects you compared to when you're older.
Because I feel like your accent doesn't really change when you're older. I feel like it's
I feel like when you get to a certain age, if that's your accent, that's your accent.
Yeah.
In the story.
No, but I mean, you can, like... No, but when you move somewhere, like, you can adjust it. Because, like, I still have my accent, but, like, there's a strength meter.
Yeah.
As for, like, how strong it is versus how weak it is. So, I'll be talking to my American friend. I, you know, I have my accent, but, like, she can understand me better.
Okay.
Because I'm talking in a certain way. But then, if I get a call from home, or a call from you, or a call from somebody else that's in Lucian or Caribbean, and I start talking to them, like, she can immediately... Like, she immediately cannot understand anything else I'm saying from that
point. Hear my thing. I believe you get to a certain age, let's say you hit 40, and you decide you move into England.
And
you're not changing your accent. Yeah. Whatever you have now, that's it. End of story. You're not trying to pick up on your accent. If they understand me, they understand me. If they don't understand me, too bad. Success.
I believe you choose a point like that. But I would start saying things that they say. So I'd start saying
Okay. England. I believe, so here's the thing. I
and adapt some of the colloquialisms.
Accents and slang and words, I think that's two different things.
Yeah.
I think that's
but two different things there, but they sort of connected.
Yeah, no, yes. They're connected, but they're still kind of different. But I understand what you're saying. Like, you say brev. Yeah, you usually say brev. But you say
Yeah. And then I feel like eventually you start saying brev like this, brev. Like, if you're there long enough, brev.
But like, I think what we're saying is when you're younger, you're more impressionable to change.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But if you're 40 like and you move,
you'll adapt regardless.
Because let me ask you, you never wonder how them Africans come over to another country in their old age and they're not losing their African accent. Like, they just, that is it. I'm an African, my African accent, we're going with that. End of story. And I have nothing you can do to make me change.
For one, they don't socialize.
Wow.
For two, if you had that accent, it'd be very difficult to lose it. What I'm referring to, right, is like, if you have that uncle that lived in England all his life and he came down to St. Lucia, he's going to be English, but he's going to speak Lucian as well. Like, he's going to adapt. Because
no, but my thing is, he will try to adapt.
Yeah.
But I don't think he will fully adapt. Versus if he was younger, he would fully adapt. Because look,
I don't think he'll fully adapt, but he will be able to change some. You know, like he'll not be as heavy, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when you're a little child and people making fun of you, and like, you know, even when you're in university and people saying, "How do you say salad?" Like, how do you say salad?
Like,
how do you say three?
No. Maybe I go to hit you for something. How do you say cucumber?
Cucumber.
Exactly.
On a scale of 1 to Lucian.
I'm cucumber.
I think when I say Lucia, I'm that one. You know?
Yeah, like easy, simple with lettuce, cabbage, cucumber.
Yeah, mushroom. When I home, I'm cucumber. When I
for the other islands too, is there things like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Banana.
Or 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
banana.
Banana.
First of all, none of you say banana like that, alright? Clutch yourself, alright?
Whoa. I'll have you know, just this morning I had a banana.
You had a banana? I didn't know to say that.
Yes, and it was ripe banana.
Ripe banana.
But the funny thing is, when I...
Oh, did you have a plantain?
With an apple.
Oh my god. I'm sorry guys. I had to.
No, but when I went away to the States and I had picked up the bit of the American accent and I wasn't even as aware, you know, how bad it was. When I came to St. Lucia, I was on a mission to talk the most Lucian and erase everything. Yeah, because my mom used to be so upset with how I spoke even at convent, you know. Because remember, there was a time where we used to say eh and eh a lot.
Bruh, my mother hated that.
Right? I going down that road, that. You know, like, or I dare, We used to say that a lot. So, when I came back to St. Lucia, like, my first few times. Like,
talk proper English. What is that y'all doing?
I don't, why did we do that?
Yeah, guys, I just dare, you know. Kind of boring.
There was A and A. And when I came back...
It's so funny, I still type like...
Yeah,
Wow.
It is a word in my phone dictionary.
It is a word.
And I think AA...
I don't care anymore. It says AA is a word. Okay?
I think AA is how Lucian stand out to people.
And like, it doesn't mean American Airlines.
do y'all know of any other islands that use AA?
I've heard other islands say it. Dominica said, but they have a different pronunciation. Dominicans. I feel like it's Eastern Caribbean. Like, I haven't heard anything else, but I've definitely heard Dominicans say it. I'm not sure for St. Vincent and Grenada, but definitely Dominicans.
But I feel like we're closer to Dominica in some of the, like...
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a Creole thing.
A Lucian Dominica thing.
Hmm. Yeah. Maybe.
No, but when I came home the first few times, I was on a mission, like, to speak the most Lucian English. And my mother was so vexed.
As a husband, I want you to know it was annoying. It really was. I was like, what is wrong with this girl? Just speak to me regular, please. Stop trying to talk to me.
Stop trying to talk to me
like you're on the block with me. You're not on the block with me.
But I was. Right? We're on the block here right now.
You're not on the grocery. You're not on Block X with me. Stop talking to me like that.
What? Somewhere that never go Block X.
I have been Block X, okay? I remember one time somebody was calling.
If you're driving by an AC, it's not the same.
No. No, I remember somebody huffing me for walking through Block X because I was like, but it's shorter.
I mean, it really is shorter. So.
Yeah, what's the other options?
Moving along. Because I'm so in shock right now.
Wait,
you and somebody offered you for walking from Block X, like, forever. Like,
yeah, they didn't know I was a gangster.
No, you weren't. Oh, my God. This is what I live with.
You as gangster as a cheesecake is a fruit. Stop it.
Hey, there are strawberries Stop on it. Cheesecake.
You as gangster as crack is healthy. Good. That should put any doubt in your mind. That
God
should
damn.
Just
tough
put
crowd.
It
tough rest. Crowd. Yeah. Tough crowd.
Are you talking about crack the drug or crack the chocolate?
Oh. The drug.
Crack the booty.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. So, let me ask you all, right?
Let me ask you.
Yep. Exactly. Because I'm speaking to my native brothers and sisters. Let me ask you guys a question, right? Is changing the way you speak, is that like a middle finger to your culture, or are you assimilating to kind of fit into wherever you are? So, like, are you throwing away your culture by, like, you know, not speaking in your Haitian dialect or your Haitian accent, your Haitian language, Jamaican,
to me, it's throwing it away when you go back to speaking to people of the same dialect and same area, and then you do pick it, you do go back to it, and you speak American.
Because that may be your way of saying that how you speaking is better than how they speak.
Exactly. Right. That's how I feel.
But
I understand, like I say, I understand you may have to pick up another accent, the accent of where you are, to communicate with the people, because maybe they have a hard time understanding yours. And it gets a little frustrating when you have to repeat yourself and you're trying to, you know, they're telling you, like, talk slower or repeat it again.
Mm.
I understand. But when you go back to talking to your own native people, there should be no reason that you're not using that native thing. Now, I'm not saying you have to try extra hard like Anushka.
Hey!
Okay? Nothing. At that point, you're not trying to prove you're more Lucian than anybody else.
Because I am.
We get it. You have a passport. You're from St. Lucia. Calm down.
Don't forget it. But I think it's not this in the culture because there's so many other things that make up culture than just how you speak.
But yes, but when you just meet somebody, that is the that's what you lead in with.
But what if they grew up y'all are just in with. For native people.
Hear that. You're talking about what if the parents were from that island, but they grew up here, they raised born and raised.
But when
here?
They talk to you, they talk in like the Trini.
Oh boy, that's a problem for me there.
It's not a problem. We have friends who do it.
That's a problem for me there. I go to be honest with y'all. I am going to be honest with y'all.
It's not a problem. I don't know. Depends on how hard they try it and how natural it is.
Okay.
Them.
Yes. You're right. Hear that. If you see you trying and you're not trying too hard, like you're just doing it like it's nothing effortlessly and I'm not picking up on it, then fine. But the moment I can tell you trying extra hard, we have a problem. Because at that point, it's like, yo, chill out. Like, my G, like, you're not Lucian. You were raised in New York.
But I think it's also a thing of intention. Because why are they trying to do it? They're trying to find a common ground with you. And kind of show that we are the same, right?
You can find a common ground with me somewhere else. Because, Hella, if you see, I just meet you, right? We're talking and you tell me you're from St. Lucia. And then you start talking in the accent and whatnot. Okay, that ain't nothing. But then I go to put it in different situations for y'all, eh?
Okay.
So the first one, I meet a Danny, first time. We start talking. Hey, how you doing, bro? Whatever. My name is Willen. He's a Danny. I'm from St. Lucia. Oh, if you're from St. Lucia, I can kind of hit in your accent. Whatever. We move on from there. Fine. Second scenario. I meet a Danny. He's talking to me. I'm from St. Lucia. Oh, you're from St. Lucia? I couldn't tell by the accent how long you've been up here. Oh, you've been up here for this song. Oh, okay, whatever. And we talk. And as we talk, then the accent come out.
Mm.
Understand? Third situation, I meet you. Yeah, you know, my parents were born in St. Lucia, you know. You're born in St. Lucia? Nah, I'm not born in St. Lucia. I'm born in New York. I live in New York, raised in New York. And then you start talking with that accent, like, but it's like, yo, calm down. Your parents were from St. Lucia. They don't talk to me with that accent.
But if they talk to their parents like that, and then I need to see
the family interaction. I'm going to be honest. Because, like, hella, if the family just moved up like 2 weeks ago, 3 months ago, they still have the accent strong.
But Vinan, somebody like Jamaicans, right? The Jamaican accent so strong, like any turning.
Okay. But then there's me Jamaicans who have children, they try to have the accent.
No, but then when they start trying and talk with the accent, then they start saying things like bear, whatever, and right? You've totally seen it. I can make you watch some YouTube videos. I have seen it,
and at that point, it's like, stop. Just stop. Just go back to your American accent. It's fine. Mm-hmm. You don't need to.
But they're trying to bridge the gap. Born with me another way.
Talk to me about something else.
Guys, do what
talk
you
to
want.
Me about grief against
when an is just wants. A savage.
Okay. Yes, refined savage. Okay, that's my Twitter name, by the way, guys. Now,
oh, you changed.
Yeah, I changed my Twitter name. I'm refined savage. Oh. Yeah.
I don't understand. Where's the refined?
I'll try to be sophisticated, but the apparently, made him but refined. Apparently, sophisticated savage has too many characters for Twitter, yeah. So I have to go with refined savage.
That's why I'm not.
But then act like he's the white sugar of savages. Like still brown, my boy. Still the brown sugar. It's still the brown sugar right now.
That's also another good one. Brown sugar savage.
Oh my god. Right, but Adani, for you, where do you stand on that?
I feel like it depends.
Okay?
I'm very inclusive because I feel like everybody.
Let me say that again. Adani is very inclusive. He doesn't judge people like you.
I'm not judging people. My thing
you
is,
you like Caribbean elitist. You know that, right?
Yes, like... I am. Let me tell you why. Because you already want to keep us out of your damn country. So don't come and claim our country if you don't want us in your own. That's where I stand.
Sorry, but it's not them, Vernon.
Well, then, it's either you with me or you're against me.
But they with you.
Nah. But if you with me, give me a green card.
They cannot do it, Vernon. It's not
so you're against me.
So, like, for me, like, I feel like the people who go up there and lose the accent the fastest, like, it leads to, sometimes it leads, like, it's a gateway drug. Like, it leads to them losing other parts of their culture as well.
So, how they dress, how they...
And I'm not saying they want to, by saying, like, maybe they want to fit in so much, or they're afraid of how their cultural identity from the Caribbean is perceived in America, you know? So, they try as fast as they can to assimilate. So, as soon as they come... They back any clothes they were wearing, any lifestyle they had, change their accent, change their clothes, change their manner of dress and walking, and like, you know, they now in the society to fit in.
I go to say something, and you're going to say that's extreme. You see the people who lose the accent the quickest and do all the things you just say, that's the people, just before they leave the island they live in, they're burning bridges and cutting ties with people. Because, and here's why I say that, because if you're still talking to people from back home, it's impossible for you to lose that accent, eh? I'm sorry.
I'm going to go a step further and be like, these people usually don't come back to home very often.
They use their ticket to the country that they're going to as their way to wash their hands. Culture wasn't... It's not necessarily the changing of the accent. It's culture is in... This is corny, right? But culture is inside of you, right?
Culture is deeper than the accent.
Right? So it's like, if you already had the respect for the culture, accent change or not, it will reflect in more than just your accent, right? So if the two people have the same change of accent to the American or whatever...
Which is why the Americans who... parents are from the Caribbean and not from the Caribbean, they don't need the accent. That's what I'm telling you. You don't need to talk to me with the accent, because it's more, being from the Caribbean is more than just the accent.
So it's deeper, exactly. it's not deeper. So savage.
Exactly. Okay. You see, that's what I was telling you.
But two people who both changed and had, you know, British accents, Canadian accents, whatever, right? One probably went like way further down the line and dropped everything culture wise, where the other one maintained closer ties to the culture. It depends on how important mentally, emotionally,
that the culture is to you. Not because you were sneaking in your green finger and your dashing means you drop your culture. Mm-hmm. Okay? That doesn't... But they have other things that, you know...
I feel like the accent by itself is not the only part of culture. It is something that connects people to their culture.
It's an identifier.
Yeah. So if you like dismantle it and you hide it, like, you know, you hide in your accent.
You hide in your culture.
But you're running around with your country flag, you know, claiming your country, but you're ashamed to talk to people in a certain manner if your accent, or you tone it down around other people all the time. Not like professionally, but all the time. Yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, people can do what they want, and sometimes they make up for that in other ways. I know people that rarely go to their country. They were born in America, rarely go to their country, but they have a strong accent. Like, they can put it on when need be, because they've heard their parents speak, they have relatives back there, and they have good communication with people back there. But then I know people that, you know, live like 20 years in their home country, in the islands, spend 10 years in the US or Canada, and now they cannot find their originating accent. they just lost. They can't
remember a time when
and everywhere they speak to you is just in like as if they were born in Canada or the US or Europe or the UK. But you know, it's how people assimilate. You know, sometimes I don't know their life, so sometimes they were getting made fun of, and that was a way to just, you know, find a girlfriend, you know, adjust to life in these big cities, you know, because it can be difficult. I mean, on that point, like, you know, people will change their dialect, change their language, change their accent to kind of, you know, benefit them, you know, because if you have to go for a job interview,
Yeah.
You know, if you want to fit into a particular group at maybe school, like even though it's not the like let's say you were I was going to university, right? And I could have switched to my accent to be more American, but you know, I didn't care to fit in with the Americans, I had to fit in with the Jamaicans. So I start speaking more Jamaican. I start using Jamaican dialect because I want to assimilate with them. You know, I listen to more reggae. Not that I don't.
Guys, I'm just kidding. I'm not trying to do a Jamaican accent. There's no way I can do a Jamaican accent. I don't
want to think about you. Yeah. I will have a wedding to go to in December, and it's all Jamaicans, and I'm concerned.
So there's going to be a lot of vibes cartel. Is that what I'm hearing?
Which is why you should come with me.
Definitely want to be there. Bruh. I can see it now.
Because I think even though we're going to have like curry goat and oxtail and these kinds of things.
Then you want to come to Florida, man?
Oh, it's in Florida?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get curry goat?
Yes.
Okay, off air we go get the dates and. curry goat? Curry goat. And I want some juke too. Curry goat and juke. And rice and peas. Hey! Yeah, food is another part of the accent. I feel if you get like steady food from your country, like you definitely keep that accent.
That just putting the weight on your tongue. Food and the rum. The rum. Rum.
No way.
Let me tell you, right?
If you eat a bouillon or griffin or a saltfish,
you can yank all you want. The minute granny stew chicken touch your lips. Oh boy. Creole, you speak
right away.
Native language, right away. Immediately. Right away. What is this, Yankee? All
right, guys. So, as we come
Another point I wanted to bring up was like people doing it for like safety.
Yeah. True. Think about
if you're in a certain part of the world or certain place, you know, it might change up your dialect, your language, your accent, you know, to maybe fit in, be less intimidating or more intimidating.
Or to draw less attention to yourself, so, you know, to fit in.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you will not walk into, let's say, a ghetto or a place where they talk heavy slang in your country and be talking like real proper English, because immediately that drawing attention to you and everybody looking at you like maybe, well, that one talking proper English, you're not from here, so make soft, we can rub meat kind of thing. Yeah.
And someone else brought something to my attention about changing your dialect and your language due to historical reference, like, for example, slavery. Ooh. Like, they had to learn English, you know, to kind of talk to the master, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, those who could speak it the best got treated better or moved to the big house, moved to the main house.
Which is why speaking, quote-unquote, properly is such a thing.
It's like speaking white is supposed to be speaking properly, you know, and that stems from slavery. Because speak properly in the slave house, otherwise you go back to the fields where you can talk dialect with the other slaves.
But y'all, it's the same thing, eh? Like,
damn, sound like a slave master.
But it's but it's the same thing, right? Like, speak properly at work.
Yeah, speak properly. I don't know. I don't think there's any in my mind. There's no thing as speaking properly.
But I think
it's speaking for the situation that you're in.
Yeah, but that's a situation, or should I say setting. That's a whole can of worms in itself. But anyway, as we kind of coming up to an end, any final words?
I want people to give me slang from their countries.
Yes, at us.
Yeah, what I really is the
popular
want,
slang yeah. from you. I know a few.
Yeah,
I know some from Jamaica. I know some from Trinidad. I know some from Barbados.
Yeah, give me Antigua, give me Saint Vincent, give me them people. I want to hear the slang. Yeah, that's what I want. Anything you want out of this, you know, or you tell the people?
You know, live your life, live your truth, live your accent. gosh.
I mean, whether you're a cucumber or a cucumber, we don't judge you.
A salad or a salad.
A tomato or a tomato.
Oh, I feel like people with different accents say both.
Ask. That one is... Daniel, ask or ask, you know?
Wow. Ask.
You know, we're not judging you.
Ask.
Spell it.
A... S...
On that note.
Alright. We got another episode.
I would... Oh, I shout out to the person that put R in my name. A Darnie.
So what's the R in your name?
You know who you are.
Wow.
Damn, son.
Yeah. No, my friend, you know, but you know, shout out, you know. Put them on the spot.
And never forget that. You know what you
did. Yeah. Yeah, she knows
one
she
thing,
is.
One thing, this podcast is really a way for us to just call out people.
Eh? Yes. Yeah, on that note, guys, you know, because I'm not calling anyone out. All right.
They better not let me get a new channel then, because I'll be on news. Hold on, Frank, in the studio. I have somebody to call out there. Oi, Jonathan. You thought I wouldn't find out? Oh, okay. Uh-huh. And the other one, you know who you are. Don't let me come home and you're still there.
Wow.
So immediately, you code switch on air. On air.
And back to you in the studio, Bob.
Catch y'all next week.
Catch y'all next week, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, buy our merch. Get you a mug or a mag.
I don't know.